Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, guys, welcome. The 49ers have solidified their quarterback room. Quarterback room is set. Team is done. It's all settled at the quarterback position. It's not going to be very expensive. Zach Wilson ain't the guy. Undrafted rookie. I guess could be the guy. We'll talk about that. Drafted guy. Also, in theory, could be the guy, but unlikely. Niners add a quarterback, lose a draft position this year and lose a pick next year, so it doesn't affect this year's draft necessarily in terms of what their plans would have been at quarterback. But Josh Dobbs, Adam Schefter reported it on Monday afternoon, 1 year, fully guaranteed, $2.25 million, includes another $750,000 in playtime incentives. So at maximum, Josh Dobbs would cost the 49ers $3 million. You know, Dobbs became a pretty big NFL story last year. He was a big story against the Niners because he played well against the Niners last year, early in the year for the Cardinals. And then he really became a huge story. Well, actually, something else happened with the Cardinals. He became their starting quarterback and started 8 games for them, but did not have a jersey available in the team store. And so that became a story because he said, like, can my parents buy the jersey? Like, we can't buy the jersey. Maybe create a jersey was a problem, whatever. He had to, like, go online and personalize it himself. Then he gets traded to the Minnesota Vikings. Well, he plays against the Niners, has a good game. Niners win. He goes 28 of 41 for 68%, 265, 2 touchdowns, no picks. He then gets traded to the Minnesota Vikings. With a couple days notice, doesn't know everybody's name, was very rushed. He got traded to the Vikings, and in less than a week played against the Falcons, which are his hometown team. He's from Alpharetta, Georgia, went to Tennessee, was a fourth round pick. So he goes to the Vikings. He plays Atlanta, throws a touchdown pass to a player who he'd never thrown a pass to before pregame warmups, Brandon Powell, on a play that he had not run. And so a lot has been rightfully made about his brain. Aerospace engineer coming out of Tennessee, very smart, and proved it. I mean, that was part of the deal, was sometimes being smart doesn't translate, but he's a rocket scientist. So for him, apparently, it translates to learning the playbook very quickly, which is important because the 49ers require a lot of their quarterbacks. The week of preparation, I interviewed Brandon Allen, who is again now the Niners' third-string quarterback, during the season on the channel, and he explained how labor-intensive the week is for the quarterback. The game itself, less so, but the week is where all the preparation comes in. So it does takes a smart guy to be a Kyle Shanahan quarterback. And Josh Dobbs, you know, by the paperwork is a smart guy, but obviously that only can take you so far. Football is different than school sometimes. But for this guy, it translates. Like, his brain works really fast in the real world, and it works really fast in the football world. So, you know, valuable guy. The contract of $2.25 million, this is a little bit more than the 49ers gave Nate Sudfeld a couple years ago. Remember, they had then drafted Brock in the seventh round. Jimmy just suddenly returned, so they had too many quarterbacks. They cut Nate Sudfeld. That was about a $2 million deal. This is $2.25 million in guarantees. Brandon Allen's re-sign recently, last week, was $1.2 million, but only $200,000 of that was fully guaranteed. And with Brock making about $1 million, the 49ers quarterback room is really cheap. Dobbs is making less than Sam Darnold did last year. If you keep Brandon Allen on the roster, if all three of these guys get their full salaries this year, which Dobbs will, it's $4.45 million. The Niners QB room is $4.45 million. So that's pretty excellent. And then I think, you know, not just from the dollar value, but just the fundamentals of what we saw last year. This is a guy that started a lot of games last year, started eight games for the Cardinals, eventually got replaced in Minnesota after he started four games. But it was by far his highest play time of his career. He just turned 29 years old in January, so he's been around the league. He's been on now four teams. This is his fourth team, and I guess it's his fifth team in 4 years, 2021, fourth team, sorry, forget 21, Tennessee in 22, Arizona and Minnesota in 23, and now the Niners. So his fourth team in 3 years. I'm for it. I like it. You know, I thought that Brandon Allen, moving forward with Brandon Allen as the backup quarterback, would have been fine for the Niners. This really solidifies things for them now with the third QB that can be dressed on game day and can play, the old Niner Eagle rule, not that old of a rule. I guess it was an old rule and it returned. But now we know the Niners will definitely have three experienced quarterbacks dressed out on game day. If they had drafted a quarterback or signed an undrafted free agent, then your third quarterback is a guy who's, you know, going to be swimming. Let's say multiple quarterbacks get hurt in the first week of the season, first month of the season. That's not going to be the case for the 49ers. So they're going to have three guys who've been around the block. You know, it's interesting. Both of their backups now are guys who have been in places that do some Kyle stuff. Coming from Minnesota, that was more of it there with Kevin O'Connell. But both their quarterbacks have been around a lot of different players, a lot of different coaches, a lot of different systems. Five teams now for Josh Dobbs. Brandon Allen was with Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. He was with Sean McVay in the Rams. So this is a really well-rounded, smart quarterback room, a quarterback room that I know some people wanted Zach Wilson. I said even this morning, you know, for the clicks, if you're into that, that Zach Wilson would have been great. It would have made training camp interesting just to see this guy. But I didn't think it was the best thing for the organization, even had he been cut by the Jets and you didn't have to trade for him. Just forget all that. Just bringing that guy in. So this is a really, really high-level quarterback room now that the 49ers have. And I think what's interesting about Dobbs and Allen, they're guys who've played. They're guys who've played for smart coaches. But they're also guys who have been backups now most of their careers, right? Even Dobbs, who started 12 games last year, he's been a backup most of his career. He understands the role. He gets the responsibility. It's about getting yourself ready. It's about getting ready in case of emergency. But it's also about supporting the other quarterbacks in the room and making sure that your defense gets good looks, particular weeks maybe, and making sure that the other skill guys who might get a chance to play are ready, even if they're not the A1 starter. So there's a fair amount of responsibility that comes with it. A bad quarterback in the QB room can be a problem. And guys that really support you, they can be a second brain. That's really helpful. I think I've mentioned it before, a story I heard a couple years ago of an NFL starter who they had multiple, obviously, quarterbacks on their roster. And he thought that the backup quarterback was kind of a lazy guy and was not very helpful to him. And so what he asked as the starter was for the third quarterback, this was before the rule change, to be allowed to dress on game day to be rewarded for how involved he was and to get him more involved on the sidelines. He wanted that guy's help. His third quarterback was more helpful to him than his backup quarterback in game in terms of helping him decipher what is happening out there and just being a second brain for him. So those guys are valuable. You know, Trey Lance got a lot of credit from the Niners when he became the backup quarterback, but was still involved in helping Brock Purdy, even when he was back from injury-ish, involved in just kind of helping things out. So, you know, there's definitely a value. There's definitely a value there. And then the value fundamentally of what if he has to play? You know, I think a backup quarterback's job is not to go out and win you five games. If your backup quarterback has to start for a month, then you got problems. You know, most guys are not going to be able to go 3-1. You know, if you told me next year your backup quarterback has to start four games for any team, hopefully it goes 2-2. 3-1 feels like a major win. 1-3 is, depending on the guy, kind of understandable. So this is a guy who started a lot, who's played a lot, who's been ready to play, who's won games, who's been effective, 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions last year, 15 touchdowns, 13 interceptions for his career. So I love it. I think it's a really good signing. It doesn't 100% mean that they don't say they just like a guy in the seventh round or an undrafted free agent. They could. They've done it before. But I think this, I was not in favor of it, as you know, because they do a good job in the seventh round. I wouldn't mess around. This team needs too much right now, and maybe you can find things that you can find guys that might be able to contribute a little bit. So they've done it before with guys who contribute right away, as well as guys who don't. Juwan Jennings, a Niners seventh rounder, college teammates of Joshua Dobbs. The greatest highlight of Jennings' career, one of the great catches in Tennessee history, I remember watching the play a lot when they drafted him, was a big Hail Mary catch. Josh Dobbs threw it. Juwan Jennings also threw a touchdown to Josh Dobbs at Tennessee. These guys did a jersey swap this year. So they've obviously got some history there. Here's a photo of the two of them while at Tennessee. It looks like on maybe a weekly Tennessee show or something like that. Juwan Jennings had the old chin strap going. Josh Dobbs is checking his phone there. So that's kind of fun. Just a fun little element here of the relationship between Juwan Jennings and Josh Dobbs. Nothing but positive things to say. I think this is a really, really good move for the Niners. They got lucky last year that Brock never had to miss time. That's not normal, as we know. If you watch the Niners, you know that's not typical to have a quarterback not miss time. I would have been comfortable if Brandon Allen had to play a game, but now you're even more comfortable, especially with a team who's gotten to QB3 before. So now you got a really solidified group. He's been traded once at the deadline. Who knows if it came to it? Maybe you could do it again. So anyway, that's what I like about that. They say you're not supposed to give out multiple URLs in one ad, but for a great cause, you do it. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know? One man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer among men age 15 to 35. I did not know that. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped is donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. You can visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And of course, use the code HAM for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. With this in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying the Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. If you don't like making a mess, it's great because this thing is waterproof. Shave in the shower, shave in the ocean, shave in the hotel. Code HAM at manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping. Oh, the places ground beef from Butcher Box can take you. Ground beef is absolutely the go-to item in my freezer. Why? Because at a moment's notice, you're making bolognese, you're making enchiladas, you're making chili, you're making meatloaf, you're making hamburger patties, and we are entering hamburger patty season. I've been telling you about ButcherBox for years.
high-quality cuts of meat, amazing value. Find high-quality seafood as well that you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping, always. Today, ButcherBox is giving you, the listener, free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Just use my link, butcherbox.com/ham, and use the code HAM to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/ham, code HAM. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember, I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
One other piece of news, too, today. Mike sent a message, said thoughts and prayers to anyone doing Niners content. The Zach Wilson thumbnails, we're going to get lots of views. Then there was also this news today. Tom Pelissero, the Niners will forfeit their fifth round selection next year. They're losing their 2025 fifth round pick. They also are going to lose their draft position in the fourth round this year. Instead of pick 131, they now get bumped back to 135. This action resulted from a league review that found administrative payroll accounting errors at the close of the 2022 league year that resulted in misreporting of the club's cumulative player compensation. The NFL determined that the club would have remained under the salary cap at all times, regardless of the error, and there was no intent to circumvent the cap. So the Niners, this wasn't a situation where they would have been over the cap had they hadn't fudged the books, and then they fudged the books to get under the cap. That's not what happened, but they did make a mistake and apologized for it and got punished. Fifth round picks are not nothing. I mean, that's significant. Fifth round picks can help you move up. Fifth round picks can help you get players. The Niners, we'll see. I mean, I don't think Robert Beal, but he was a fifth rounder. Jalen Moore, D'Amador Lenore. I mean, D'Amador Lenore is going to come into the year as one of the most interesting players on the Niners. He was a fifth rounder. Jalen Moore, who's played in 40 games for the Niners, he was a fifth rounder. Colton McKivitz, their starting right tackle, he was a fifth rounder. Dre Greenlaw, he was a fifth rounder. DJ Reed wasn't good for them, but was good for somebody else. He was a fifth rounder. I skipped over Talanoa Hufanga. He was a fifth rounder. George Kittle, he was a fifth rounder. So that is not insignificant. End of the fourth round. Niners don't have a lot. We've talked about this. They don't draft in the fourth round a lot. At least they haven't. But Mitch Wishnowsky was a fourth rounder. Spencer Burford, which is significant. Like Spencer Burford, that's a significant fourth rounder. The guy's basically been a 2-year starter. So they lose a couple spots. They lose a couple spots there. And, you know, a few spots can be the difference. The Niners weren't about to draft Josh Dobbs, probably. But Dobbs' draft, that was the 2017 draft. The Niners drafted, it was one of the early Shanahan era famous fourth round picks, 2017. I'll do a countdown here, trivia question. Who did the Niners draft ahead of Josh Dobbs in the fourth round? 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. Joe Williams. Joe Williams was the Niners, was the Niners signing or draft pick. They drafted Joe Williams ahead of George Kittle. Joshua Dobbs was drafted ahead of George Kittle. So that was the same draft. He was drafted like, I'm eyeballing 13 spots ahead of Kittle. So, fourth round pick, fifth round pick, significant. Anyway, on the Dobbs thing, I love it. Like, it's great. I for those of you who've watched or listened to what I've said about quarterbacks the last few weeks, I was not a fan of the Niners drafting a quarterback in this draft. So this probably puts an end to that. I don't know how much of a beginning there was to it. Anyway, but thanks for the quick hang. Impromptu Monday. It's I gotta go. Help with dinner. Okay, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.